Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about understanding difficult emotions. We've all experienced hardships, things that make us angry, confused, fearful, lonely, or sad. Most of us can't just snap our fingers and snap out of it, even though at times we may want to run away from these feelings and fix it instead of understanding it. Sometimes these emotions feel so big and overwhelming and blunt. I'm sad. Period. I am sad. But there's so many layers to your feelings. You can deal with these feelings by practicing mindfulness. What's the benefit? It enables you to calm down and soothe yourself. When you're calm, you have space to reflect and thoughtfully respond rather than react. In season 1 of Small Things Often, we talked you through the 6 steps that can help you understand and deal with your difficult emotions in a mindful way. So today we're taking it a step further because the more you lean into these emotions, the more you understand what is fueling them and how to address them. That brings us to the feeling wheel. It's a tool developed by Gloria Wilcox that can help investigate feelings related to what you're feeling. And maybe you'll connect with the different emotion that could be the root cause. The feeling wheel has different rings. So say you're feeling sad. Some of the emotions on the outer rings of sad are guilty, ashamed, depressed, lonely, and bored. Are any of those resonating with you when you're feeling sad? This tool is also a great visual so you can see the opposite of what you're feeling, to see how you could turn it around. Across from sad on the feeling wheel is joyful. And maybe for you, that means being playful, energetic, or excited. How can you transform your feelings of sadness to become joyful? The feeling wheel can help you increase your emotional intelligence and awareness. You can actually download and print out your own feeling wheel. Just go to gottman.com/blog/printable-feeling-wheel. So here's today's small thing. When you find yourself feeling a difficult emotion, turn to the feeling wheel. Practice identifying and acknowledging the emotion to mindfully work through it in a healthy way. Tune in to the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.